Dr. Tom Morris is a philosopher, an author, and a motivational speaker. His aim through these endeavors is to help people apply philosophy in a practical manner to everyday life. Morris holds a PhD in philosophy and religious studies from Yale University. He's presenting the lecture, The Adventures of a Christian Philosopher Loose in the World, tomorrow night at St. James Parish on 3rd Street. I spoke with Dr. Morris about the real or perceived conflicts between philosophy, practicality, and religion.
Snake oil and holy water, you know, I mean, does this mix, you know, that philosophy has been the enemy of faith, you know, faith and reason, they're opposites. It's, nope, as a matter of fact, most of the philosophers in all of human history, and people sort of look around the university now and find a lot of atheists and agnostics and stuff, but throughout human history, most of the great philosophers have been theists. They've been religious believers. They believed in something more than the physical universe. And in practical philosophy, a lot of people think that's a contradiction in terms, because for the last 100 years or more, especially in this country, we've concentrated on the theoretical side of philosophy, epistemology, metaphysics, philosophy of science, logic, trying to imitate the natural sciences, which have been so successful because of their technological apparatus of thinking, you know, precise terms, a lot of jargon, all this. You try to learn biology or chemistry, you're going to learn a lot of jargon. Philosophy became the same way. But I've been rediscovering for the last 25 years the forgotten side of philosophy, the practical side, the side that deals with things like anger and success and despair, and how do you deal with the emotions and with the opportunities and with the attitudes and with human nature day to day? How do you get to know yourself so that you don't just keep making the same mistakes in life? You know, in fact, how do you think about mistakes? I often say that I stand high atop a giant mountain of mistakes from which I can see much farther than if I had never made one. And I see the philosophers, all this great wisdom over the centuries, and they've given it to us. So why not let's use it?
You support people in trying to have a successful life.
Yes.
How do you define success?
Well, you know, it's funny because we have this cultural tendency to think of success in terms of money or fame or power or status. But the great philosophers all saw through that. Not that there's anything wrong with those things. You know, like wealth, it's not about is it intrinsically good or bad. It's about how you use it. You know, same thing with power. You can use power for good or power for harm and ill. I used to tell my students at Notre Dame, it's 3D living. Discover your talents, develop those talents, and deploy them into the world for the good of others as well as yourself. True success, real success, is about being who you distinctively are to the extent that you can bring that for good. The world is full of foolishness, right? I mean, we've seen that in our political season. You know, people say, oh, this is crazy. Well, there's an opposite to that, and it's what the great philosophers call wisdom. So I try to help people position themselves to see a little bit more deeply and come up with a wiser approach to life.
That was Dr. Tom Morris, philosopher, author, and motivational speaker. Dr. Morris presents a free lecture tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at St. James Parish, The Adventures of a Christian Philosopher Loose in the World. A selection of his books will be available. For details, visit whqr.org.